everyone, and welcome to the Red Zone. Do what you love and love what you do. Featuring people from all around the world, music, sports, friends, entertainment, adventure, brackets, and skills. You can have your very own adventure right here on the Red Zone. Today's topic is how to inspire yourself and others. This is my personal tips and experiences that I've had. I'm going to teach you something. The first thing that I'm going to teach you is SMART. Now, what is SMART? Well, SMART is a simple set of goals that I will help you with so you can learn to be more inspired and more in tune with how you should be. A lot of you do yoga, a lot of you do Pilates, a lot of you do breathing mechanisms, techniques, mind setting, a lot of you do calming exercises. These are great as well, but I think this will really help you out. So if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe. Please feel free to hit the notification bell so you don't miss a single bit of information. Let's get right into it. Set a SMART goal for yourself and write it down. Number one. In case you're not familiar with this abbreviation SMART, I will break it down for you. It starts with S, specific. The first letter in SMART is S, specific. Be specific as possible with what you want to achieve and achieve. Number two, the letter M, measurable. Keep track of your progress. Number three, attainable. Make sure your goal is realistic and attainable. If you set your expectations too high, then your motivation will probably turn into frustration soon. Number three, and this is for number four as well, relevant. How important is the goal to you? Why do you want to achieve it? How passionate are you about it? The more you are passionate about your goal, the easier it will be to find ways to achieve it. So, S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, relevant, T is the final thing in SMART, time bound. Set a time when you want to have achieved your goal. This will help you create a sense of urgency, prevent you from getting sidetracked. So, this whole first thing I will talk to you about is SMART. SMART being specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. Those are the key things for SMART. If you want, you can pause and write each one down. I'm okay with that. If not, I will give you a few seconds here to kind of go back and rewind what we just talked about. So, I'll break it down for you even simpler. SMART is setting a goal for yourself and writing it down. It means being specific, measurable, attainable, relevant to the situation, time bound. This just means you're setting a goal for yourself that you know you can achieve. One thing 10 people out of 100 thousands of people that want to be successful fail at is they set goals but they can never complete the goal. Because they, number one, aren't specific. Number two, they don't measure how long they've been doing this. Number three, sometimes they get lost in how long they've been doing it. So they don't make anything attainable. They don't get anything out of it. Number four, relevant. How important is that goal to you? A lot of people pick stuff that is irrelevant. Like, I'm going to say getting a new laptop. A lot of times that's an irrelevant thing. Your laptop you have now is working just great. But you're putting yourself to the extreme expectation that you need that $1,200 laptop. When what you have actually could work for you just the same. So you get time bound. You don't set times. And so you're lost in how long it's taking you to do something. That's what it means. So, let's get number two. This is number two. Be passionate about it. Research has shown that people act in accordance with the hedonistic principle. This explains why people are good at tasks they enjoy and are interested in. Sounds logical, right? That's why it's so crucial to find something that makes you happy and what you really enjoy doing. That's why our motto here at the Red Zone is, do what you love and love what you do. So, for example, if your goal is to exercise regularly, then find a workout you have fun while doing it and stick to it. This being said, I know a lot of you, especially me, I'm a professional fitness trainer, I'm a professional weightlifter. I have a lot of experience in gym and I have a lot of experience in and out of exercising, and I can tell you, there's a lot of plus-size people or oversized people who come to the gym. Their main objective is to lose weight. But their expectations are so high on the first day that when it gets to the second day, they're sore, they quit. Because they weren't passionate about it. They didn't get an enjoyable experience. So what I recommend doing for all of you out there who are in fitness and anything like that, I want to give you a little bit of tip. This is great for anybody who's interested in like yoga, Pilates. That's a great way for you guys to get exercise and get healthy without overworking yourself. There are a lot of small, lower-end yoga, Pilates exercises that are super easy, not too hard, and you can just do them. One thing you can do is sit up and down. Sitting up and down in and out of a chair, off your couch, whatever, that is a great exercise. The only thing is you have to remember not to grab a bag of chips. Or what you can do, hang a bag of chips from your ceiling or some food snacks that you absolutely love. Set a goal for you to try and reach them chips. Reach the food. Keep jumping up and down until you can reach that goal. That's another thing you can do. Another thing you can do is find someone who is passionate about working out with you that will tell you the truth. You need to exercise. You need to get help. A lot of times we think if we go by ourselves and we just do some workouts, we'll end up progressing. We end up not progressing, and we end up getting thrown back into that negative effect of, oh, this is horrible. This goes for any job as well. If you are following the SMART techniques, but your job isn't working out, you're not happy in your job, well, it may be that you're not passionate about that job. You must love something else and are very passionate about it. Or you are passionate about the job, but not where you're working. Maybe an unpleasurable experience at your work is causing you to not be happy. And until you tell the person or the thing that's causing you the problem to go away, or you don't necessarily need to tell it to go away, but to fix the problem, you need to be passionate about yourself. Stand up for yourself. Set your goals as SMART and tell someone else about it in your company. Say, I'm getting smart about what I see. I think this isn't working out for me. How can I improve to make it work for me? Or what can I do to make your experience more easier? It oftentimes helps, and this goes for number three, when you be a positive example. Yes, that's right. Walk the talk. Do what you believe in. If you are changing your attitude, your diet, exercise, routine, ending a toxic relationship, quitting a bad job, etc., be patient and kind to yourself. This is what I'm talking to you about, yourself and others. You want to be a positive environment. So, did you guys learn something from the first few things I talked about? If you did, I want you to give this podcast a big like, thumbs up, and share with your friends, because this is important. I feel all people need to know about this. So, be patient and kind to yourself. That's one of the crucial things people miss. A lot of times people call themselves fat, unloved, unappreciative. I am one of the worst who does this. I'm very critical of myself. A lot of times we're forgetting that we're being so critical of ourselves, we're actually criticizing others and we don't even realize it. You know when you watch some videos on YouTube, fail videos, things like that? We sometimes think it's funny because sometimes it's so relatable, it's happened to us. The problem is that it is way, way, way too relatable. Yes, I said it. Those things are way too relatable. And they're not helping others. They're criticizing others. They're laughing at others. They're making a mockery of who we are and who you are. Let's get to this. So, there will be setbacks, stagnation, weak moments, and maybe even critical comments from others. But as long as you stay focused on your feelings and what is good for you, you will still be one step ahead of others because you have started the project. Positive change. This goes along with SMART. Because we go back to SMART and it says specific. Be specific as possible with what you want to change and achieve. You come back down. You need to be passionate about what you want to achieve, but you also need to be a positive example. If everything you're doing is sucking and it's not working for you and you're being negative, you're never going to advance. You're never going to show others how to be like you, and you're not going to be liked. You're going to be stuck in the fail videos on YouTube, Tumblr, Postmates, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. All them social medias is going to be bogging you down. Now, this is the next step, number four. I want you guys to pay attention to number 4. This is key. If you guys are having problems with this positive change, people aren't listening to you, this is huge. This is huge. I want you guys to listen to this. If you guys, girls, anybody listening to this, it's not just for girls. It's just for guys, too. If you guys are out there struggling, you guys are, and guys, ladies, this is not just us. Men force hard work shifts in the workforce every day, just like us. A lot of us women feel like it's just us. I have had so many guys tell me that their work experience has been the most horrible. They keep having to change for jobs. They get told to clean bathrooms or do stuff they don't want to do. Ladies, it's because we don't want to do it either, but someone's got to. So we have to remember that men suffer just as much as we do. But that said for ladies as well. We get forced into situations like diets, exercise, we're forced to look a certain way. Of course, I totally get it. So this is going to help you. Number 4, accept that you cannot force change. You cannot force change on anybody. If someone does not want to change, they're not going to. You could force a ton of stuff on them, and they're not going to listen to you. One big thing is exercise. You have someone overweight, you're trying to tell them to lose weight or they need to. If you tell them in a forceful manner, they're not going to listen to you. If you tell them in an accepting manner, they're not going to listen to you. They're just going to think you accept them and you're just telling them a suggestion. You need to be a little forceful, but not so forceful that it's rude and you can't force change. So this is what's going to happen. Again, if you change your life in any way, healthy eating, new relationships, move to another place, losing weight, a job, etc., you are showing people around you positive change that they could do the same. However, this will require them to change something in their lives and to leave their comfort zone. And that's scary and requires a bit of courage and strength. When I started to change my nutrition about 6 years ago, people would keep saying, "Oh, I know you don't eat that because it's not healthy," or "You probably think I shouldn't eat that," etc. And you know what? Truth is, I could care less about what they ate. I only cared about what I was eating. But most of my friends, my family, even my stepdad would say, "Well, you need to eat. Why aren't you eating? You're not doing what you need to be doing. They would think I'm starving myself, even if I wasn't." The truth is, I could care less about what they were eating and only what I was eating. Understand that when people see you being able to make a change, oftentimes it leads them to feeling judged by you. It makes him think, for instance, my stepdad, it makes him feel like I don't think he's doing something right. He took offense to it and thought I was assaulting him for being overweight. It wasn't true. Eventually, we talked about the feelings and worked it out, which can act as a demotivator for them. That's the biggest thing, demotivating. You're demotivating someone. Perhaps they will even try to talk you out of your plan. See what I mean? We're going back to when he told me, "Well, you're not eating right. You're not doing your stuff right." He's already doing that, demotivating, talking me out of it. Or a certain goal to justify for themselves not to leave their comfort zone. So that's, again, the comfort zone. They'll force you out of your own comfort zone and make you go back to whatever you were doing before. And a lot of times, women, men, if you're overweight, it's sometimes not your fault. You know what it is, and this is key, emotional stress. You guys, this is the biggest thing I have had so much problems with, emotional stress. That causes so much weight, it's unreal. 9 times out of 10, when you look up any weight loss, weight gain, protein, any company will tell you emotional stress tacks on so much weight that you're not really losing weight because you're stressed out. You're always being influenced by others. This is where social influence and a lot of things can have a negative effect on your life. All you can do is be a positive example, be supportive, empathetic, inspiring, and signal that they can join you at any time, that you're not doing this to hurt them. No pressure. As one thing led to another, I had a friend of mine from Bangladesh told me, Buddha said this, "When the student is ready, the teacher will appear." Well, I know God says this in his Bible as well. God also says, if you feed them, they will come. On the opposite side of the boat were many, many, many of fish. And that being said, He says, take up your nets and walk with me. And they did. They followed God, and to the side that they followed, so therefore also was plenty of fish. God showed them that there were more than one way to reach people. So what that means is, if God is telling you that there is more than one way to go, take the way that God is showing you. Oftentimes we get in this idea that the force we cannot change cannot be changed at all. It can be. We just have to find a way to inspire, or as I like to call it, be a positive example to others. Number 5, keep your focus on your goal. Sometimes you'll get stuck on number 4. You cannot force change. You'll give up. But if you can get past that and keep your focus on your goal, there will be stagnation and perhaps you will feel like you are not moving towards your goal anymore. That's the whole stopping you right there. Imagine yourself driving a car. When it's raining really hard, you will probably have to slow down because the rain makes it hard to see where you are going. Snow, hail, etc. However, you will stay focused and still move forward. Although you're moving a little slower than before, so keep going. You'll get there. A lot of times, people forget that they will get there. People stop at just getting up. Sometimes getting up is a struggle. Sometimes getting out of bed is just the most horrible thing. We don't want to do it, but we know we got to. That should not be. We should be motivated. We should be excited. We should be powerful. We should provide ways. We should provide ways for others to be inspired. This goes for the next thing. Provide feedback to yourself or others. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. I cannot say it often enough. Feedback is important in any situation and environment. Humans are social beings who need a sense of belonging as well as appreciation and approval. Think about how you feel when you give someone a compliment or when someone says something nice to you. Providing and receiving feedback elicits positive emotions on both sides. Receivers feel appreciated and as important part of the group, which elevates their mood and improves their overall satisfaction and ability to cope with stress and emotions. It's a win-win situation, right? It's great. If you're providing feedback to yourself, make sure it's positive. A lot of times, negative feedback tears people down to the point to where they give up. It's always a big thing. When you just, the feedback is like, wow, you're losing weight, it looks great, keep going. But a lot of times the keep going can seem offensive, like they haven't lost enough weight. So, that being said, you need to do the right thing. You need to be a positive example. You need to accept that you cannot force change, be a positive example, be passionate about it, set your SMART goal. Know that your SMART goal, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, passionate, time-bound, those are things you want to be a positive example. This is the last step, the 7th step. I'm proud of you if you've made it this far. It means you're serious about improving yourself and improving others and inspiring others. Reward yourself. Indulge yourself. Sometimes. Allow some me time. Write it down in your calendar if you are busy like me. It is so important to recharge your batteries and do whatever you enjoy doing. Whether it's playing your favorite video game, it will keep you motivated and encouraged to keep on going. Think about how great it feels to accomplish something or to hit a milestone on the way to the goal. But remember, step by step, little by little, and never forget to be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Thank you so much, everybody. This has been an encouraging podcast. I wanted to show you guys that each and every one of you deserve to be loved. Each and every one of you deserve a chance at happiness. Inspire yourself, but don't forget to inspire others along the way. I wanted to share with you a little bit of inspiration to kind of inspire you. Remember, if you're exercising, doing things, yoga, Pilates, don't give up. If you're getting in a job, remember what I told you about the SMART. Go back, be passionate about what you're doing, be a smart person, set a smart goal for yourself and write it down. Be a positive example, accept the things you cannot force change. Keep focus on your goal, provide feedback to yourself and others, reward yourself, make sure you're doing that. If you are doing that, you will have no problem being a future success. I love you guys and girls. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Samantha Swirl from Welcome to the Red Zone. If you would like to hear more inspirational podcasts, be sure to listen. This is episode 1 of 1. I will be putting out more episodes on how to inspire yourself and others. As always, from Samantha's World, do what you love and love what you do. Featuring people from all around the world, music, sports, friends, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills, you can have your very own adventure right here on The Red Zone. Welcome to The Red Zone.